Hey everyone, and welcome to this very special episode of The Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody. On this episode, we are celebrating the birthday of Greg Cody. We're going to be joined throughout the episode by some new friends and some old ones who didn't want to miss out on this epic celebration.
Yes!
Dad, I know I always give you a hard time and get frustrated with you, but I want you to know that I love you very much. I hope you have a great birthday, and let's enjoy this celebration of you, you old, old man. Let's get it started. Bells and whistles! Bells and whistles!
Yes!
Look at that. Is that bells and whistles for you?
Wow, that's great.
Happy birthday. Look at you.
I love it.
Happy birthday, Greg.
I could not be more thrilled. Normally I'm not one who likes attention. I don't like the spotlight on myself. But, you only have a birthday once a year, so you got to appreciate it.
Can I be honest with you? Like, I'm trying to, like, obviously need to be nice to you this episode, but I want to make fun of you for having no clue what we were doing on your birthday. We were literally recording this on your birthday. And I was like, Dad, me and Yeti have something planned. You don't really have to bring a lot. We have like something planned, but we don't want to tell you what it is. And you're just
right
before the episode, you're like, can you just give me a hint or something? Like, you had no clue. And we are literally recording this on your birthday.
Right. I had no clue whatsoever. I assumed it was something, fantasy football related or... birthdays are not that big a deal to me, to be honest with you, as opposed to your mother. You know, if I ever forgot your mother's birthday, she would divorce me. But for me, it's just another day, like the Beatles sing.
Well,
it's just another day.
Way to really hype it up after we've planned this entire birthday special for you. But
I can't wait to hear what it's all about. Are you kidding me?
There's been a lot of work in this. You have a lot of friends. I sent out a few feelers of like, hey, you guys want to join in this Greg Cody? And everybody came through, except a few. I have a list of people that I reached out to that won't be here today. But, that's for a different show.
Yeah, I want that list, by the way. I want the list of people who ghosted me. But no, in all honesty, this is a genuine surprise, and I am genuinely excited about hearing it.
But basically, we're going to do the episode. But as we're doing it, like, it's just as if we're doing it at your birthday party, and there just might be guests that just pop in. Like, and they might just drop out of the sky. Like, we're having a party here. Not everyone shows up at the same time. I'm excited to see who shows up. And,
Whoa.
It looks like the first guest has arrived. Let's see who it is.
Wow.
Hi, Greg. It's Tim Kirkjian. Happy birthday. I went to the All-Star game in 1982. I saw Al Oliver. He hit like 331 that year. And I went up to him at the All-Star game and just said, Al, how you doing? And he said, I've had 75 line drives caught the first half of the season. He was the master of the hard out until we met you, Greg. You are the new master of the hard out, and I just wanted to thank you for making me laugh all these years. Happy birthday. See ya.
How about that? Tim Kirkjian.
Wow. Poetry. The master of the hard out. I mean, man, no one was more of a delight to get a clip from. Tim texting me afterwards being like, did I do that right? I'm terrible with technology. I think he said a video instead of an audio clip. He's just the best.
He sent a video, and I would place odds that he has no idea he sent a video.
Ugh.
Anything that references Al Oliver from the 1980s.
It's a great pull.
That was fantastic.
So Tim, make yourself at home, get some,
welcome.
We got to, have a beer, we know Tim's a lightweight, so maybe he doesn't want, we have waters too, but this is exciting, Greg. I mean, go ahead. We can do the episode now, but just, now you have a, whoa, somebody else is here. Wow.
This
person chose to knock.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Greg.
Oh.
Another year older. I can't believe that's actually scientifically possible. It's been great working with you this year, and I look forward to hopefully at least a couple more. All the best, Jennifer.
Jennifer Smetana. That's fantastic. Thank you, Jen. I really appreciate that. Hopefully a couple of more. I plan to live at least a few more, not just a couple more. So, we like that. That's, by the way, can I say that we have a great episode today? I know it's extra special because of this birthday celebration.
Because it's about me.
Because it's about me, but we're gonna wind up. We're gonna wind in a long and winding road. We're gonna deal with football and give it the the attention it deserves, including me from New England for the Dolphins game Sunday. So we're going to have a lot of that.
Oh, this has been such a delight for, like, I can't wait to fill our audience in on the stress that you are putting me through about this trip that you're going on. Like, I'm thinking it's fun. We can do, like, you know, a hit from New England. So, like, the podcast, we can get some Dolphin reaction from Greg right. Cody on the scene.
Yes, on the scene, reporting live.
And this is a man who hasn't traveled in years. So now he's, like, freaking out about, like, deadlines. And apparently newspapers still have deadlines, so he can't join. It's a whole thing, Yeti. I'm just saying.
It's very stressful.
Yeah, see, look at
that. What's more stressful, this or the Tahoe trip?
Well, I was keeping track of all the details for the Tahoe trip. My dad was just always right. like, Chris, tell me where to be.
Yeah, and I was traveling for fun then, and I'm traveling for work now. A little bit of a difference. But also, I'm traveling on JetBlue, which is the king of anti-mask rage on a plane. So hopefully we don't have to put up with any of that.
Why are you, like, you're putting that on JetBlue? Like, are they known as, like, the bad airline with that stuff?
Well, they're known as the airline that attracts people who don't mind being in viral videos because of misbehavior, I think. I could be wrong.
I was going to say, I feel like you're smearing JetBlue here, where it's just kind of been like, oh, a lot of airlines have dealt with this, and you're for some reason putting it all in JetBlue.
I tell you, I love me some JetBlue. I really do. They're a fantastic airline. They have big, giant seats for my big, giant ass. I mean, they're a great airline. They really are.
Before we get to that, we have another guest here, and they're not knocking because this is an odd guest. It's probably the oddest one. It's someone you might not even recognize. We wanted to invite the Lauer After Hours podcast, who's like, it's a fan-run podcast about the Lebatard show. Like, they're already, like, they have sponsors now. Like, they've actually turned into an actual podcast. But I wanted to let someone from that podcast come by and say happy birthday on behalf of that podcast. But like I said, they were very little intimidated to be at this party. I mean, Tim Kirchin's here, for God's sake.
Sure. Yeah.
So, big time. Like, they were a little scared. But come on in. Steve's here from the Lauer After Hours crew. Steve, go ahead. Say happy birthday to my dad.
Hey, Greg, this is Steve Arduini. I just want to wish you a very happy...
Thank you. I think.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Is he okay?
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good impersonation, I have to admit. Thank you, Steve.
Dad, have you gone on? You did go on Lauer After Hours, right? Like, you actually...
I think I did, like a while ago, though. I think it was... I mix up all of these Lebatard related shows. Aren't there like many of them? Aren't there like several? I don't know. I don't know how to keep track of them all.
There are a few.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes, maybe no. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know how many there
yeah,
are.
We'll see. Yeah. Yes, maybe no has not invited me on yet. So they're off.
That's
my
not
list,
true. That you've agreed to do it, actually.
Lauer After Hours, I think I've been on that. Among their august.
Do you even know that Yes Maybe No is Yeti's podcast? Like, do you?
Of course I do.
I didn't know if that joke.
I'm a faithful listener.
We're not going to talk about that because the last time I tried to, you cut me off.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
I'm just not even going to bring it up. I will not bring up that I have a podcast called Yes Maybe No that may or may not be on unplanned hiatus at the moment. But yeah, back to you, Greg. This is your birthday, not mine. My birthday is exactly 1 month from today, but ooh, we won't bring that up because this is your day.
Yes, nor will we celebrate it on the podcast. No, I'm just kidding. We might give it a reference. But can I mention something that related to Greg Lobo's name controversy? And Christopher is involved in this too, because on my birthday this morning, I get a call from Christopher. And I'm thinking, I see his name on the caller ID, and I'm thinking, oh, that's sweet. My son's calling to wish me a happy birthday. And I pick up the line, and Christopher starts screaming at me on my birthday without ever saying happy birthday. He started, Christopher will correct me if I'm wrong, except I'm not. On my birthday, instead of wishing me happy birthday, he starts screaming at me about a controversy, a brouhaha within the PFPI Fantasy League involving the name Greg's Lobos, the sacrosanct internationally known name. Oh, Greg's Lobos. Now, Christopher, could you tell this story from your perspective, and I'll correct you as you go along.
Well, first of all, I woke up this morning to a long group text of people bickering about this drama. Basically, there's a team in our league that wants to have the name Greg's Lobos Slayers or Slayer.
Ridiculous.
Like, that's what he wants his team name to be. And my dad has made up a rule that didn't exist before a week ago, basically saying you can't have a team name that disparages another team name. And then it's just simply not a rule. That's what fantasy football is all about, is talking crap. So my dad has tried to get, like, there's a league vote now going around of, like, should someone be able to have this? And basically, everyone was terrified of my dad being upset, so people voted on my dad's behalf. And I woke up to this, and I just was not having it. This was, like, at, like, 8 o'clock this morning, so I'm, like, not even realizing what day it is yet.
Yeah.
So I call my dad, and I'm just like, you are being absurd. This is supposed to be fun. And I just, like, put my foot down, and basically he agrees with me. He agrees in this phone call. You know what? Fine. Who gives a shit? So I actually won the argument, and then an hour later, I, like, realized, I'm like, holy shit, today's Friday. And then I had to call my dad back and be like, oh, by the way, happy birthday.
Right. After I spent the entire morning yelling at you, happy birthday. And voting against me, by the way, both of my sons voted against me.
But Greg, what would you expect? That's beyond on brand.
I mean, seriously.
I actually have a question about the Lobos. Is there no more League of Lobos like with the Lebatard show? Is that finished?
We do have a league. We did do a league, but not everyone's in it. My dad's not even in it. Like, we do have a 14-team league that we did a draft the other night that it's, like, you know, most people from the show and a couple other, like, friends of the show and stuff. So that is a league, but we're not all, like, it's not a League of Lobos anymore. So the official, okay. The official League of Lobos, like, as far as what people are concerned, Greg's Lobos is the family league going forward.
Right.
Well, because the last champion of the League of Lobos was Israel Gutierrez. And I was messaging him a couple days ago, and he still has that gigantic trophy. It's actually in his sister's garage right now. So, I mean, who knows if that will ever make an appearance again, or is he the final owner?
I think he's keeping that. Yeah, that's a safe bet.
By the way, this 14-team show-related league that Christopher just mentioned, this is the first time hearing about it. I was not invited to join. Not that I'm bitter.
Yeah, you were not invited on that one, but it's... Right. Oh, someone's here.
Oh, who could this be?
Let's see.
Hi, Greg. It's Zazie Todd here from Maple Ridge, BC in Canada. I was on your show last year to talk about my book, WAG, The Science of Making Your Dog Happy, and we had a really fun chat about dogs. Actually, it was one of the most fun podcasts I've been on. I especially remember you telling me about how clever your dog Riley was. I'm really sorry to hear about your loss. I know Riley was such a special dog and will always be with you in your heart.
Wow.
Anyway, I heard that it's your birthday, so I just want to wish you a very happy birthday. I hope you have a wonderful day and a fantastic year ahead. Cheers.
All right. That was good to hear from you again.
Isn't this like, how are you? You love this. Like, nothing, no one loves something like this more than Greg Cody.
Well, plus, what an eclectic array.
We have 14 more, by the way.
Oh, God. This is a 2-hour podcast.
And we got to leave some time for football coverage at the end. So we should probably, like, I'm going to text the group chat and be like, speed up. Let's go, people.
Yeah, you should do that.
Back to the Lobos, though, real quick.
Yeah.
I mean, Greg, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but, you know, SUI Award winner Andrew Streeter, my co-host on the show, Yes, Maybe, No, which I'm not going to talk about right now. we've made an anthem for Greg's Lobos and for all really? The Lobos out there.
Oh.
Would you like me to play that for you?
Well, are you kidding? Do you know me? Of course I would.
Here we go.
I've paid my dues, logged in on time, nailed all my draft picks, no auto assign, and my MVL, he had no clue. I'm self-obsessed to give weekly updates tonight. My friends, and we'll love fix football till the end. We are the Lobos. We are the Lobos. Sing these three words now. We are the Lobos.
Wow.
Goosebumps.
What a tour de force. That was you and Andrew joining forces, right?
Zagaki.
Wow. I am honored beyond belief. That was fantastic.
Man, what a year for the Lobos so far. They're appearing on Hard Knocks, which I believe next week we should have another representative episode of the Hard Knocks for next week.
I think we get the sneak peek into episode one next week.
Yeah. And look at you, Dad. This is just your birthday. How are you feeling, by the way? Like, we're just having people come in and talk to you. Like, how are you feeling? 67 years old.
I feel great. I'm happy. A little apprehensive about flying in an airplane.
That has nothing to do with your birthday.
it doesn't, but, you know, it's just the general state of me, you know. No, I'm good. It's been great. People have treated me well. I've gotten a bunch of phone calls today, emails, texts, all that kind of thing. And
what do you prefer? What's the preferred like way of getting a birthday wish?
Probably a text or an email. I'm not into direct conversation that much, you know, being an antisocial person who really doesn't like other people a whole lot. But no, in this case, if you're going to wish, who's that?
Let's see.
Gregory Paul Cody, happy birthday. Not sure what I think about Paul as a middle name, but anyway. Not really sure how old you are, Greg, and I'm not really trying to make a birthday thing morbid, but whether you like it or not, you have become America's grandfather. We all love you. You're funny most of the time, annoying all of the time, but we all love you, and we all want you to take care, and we actually mean that. So more water, less Miller Lite maybe. Heck, go back to smoking doobies if you want to, because it's healthier. And, you know, hopefully at some point you can actually get that voice back to Eisner levels. And we can all be cracking up with a drunk Mickey Mouse. Happy birthday, Greg. And maybe one day soon we'll share soup recipes and maybe have you over for dinner.
There you go. Thanks, Iz. Appreciate it. That's
Izzy Gutierrez. I probably should have said that on the front end. He's one of the people that didn't say who he was. So
he's known, believe me.
Yeah.
His dulcet tones are known from coast to coast. We're thrilled that he's joined our party today. And Iz, you're always welcome here.
Why don't you make the claim right now, the proclamation that you will drink more water in your 67th year?
I will drink more water. I couldn't drink less. So that's probably a very low bar to jump.
That's what I'm saying.
The most water I drink on an average day is when I'm taking my pills in the morning.
Ugh. I love how you say that with such that everyone listening to this is like, Jesus, Greg, like, come on, man.
Don't judge me.
For real. Hydrate throughout the day. We just want you around longer.
Right.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. Like, we're like, this is, you know, like, we're trying to keep this light. But, oh, someone's here. Thank you. Thank God. This was about to get awkward.
Hey, Greg, just wishing you a
Roy Bellamy.
Happy 67th birthday. You are older than I imagined. I wish I could celebrate with you in the garage right now drinking a beer, but I'm afraid I might get like cobwebs or spiders or dust all over me. But just want to wish you a very happy 67th birthday.
Wow, the dulcet tones.
That is one of my favorite lines so far. Him just like as dry as possible, be like, you are older than I expected.
Yeah, what a compliment. I mean, they're piling on here. Izzy says I'm America's grandfather. He couldn't say uncle. I have to be grandfather. And now Roy Bellamy's telling me I'm older than cobwebs or whatever he said.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. This is getting depressing, by the way.
What a party we have so far. Roy and Zazzy Todd are over there talking about dogs. Jessica and Steve from Lauer After Hours are talking podcasting. Tim Kirchin. Oh, wow, man. People are just... I'm still...
Oh, my God. I didn't know we had a doorbell.
Hello, Mr. Cody. This is John Roberts, your friendly radiologist from Tupelo, Mississippi.
Yeah.
Who checked out your belly button abnormality during the 24-hour Freedom Marathon. I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. I hope you're doing well, and I hope that your upcoming year is filled with good health and plenty of wins for your Lobos.
Oh, wow. My God. Can we just isolate him saying belly button? Do you have a way to do that?
Not on the fly. I am not Mike Ryan. Wow. I'm only operating on one computer instead of like 15. So. Yeah,
that's fantastic. My personal belly button doctor. Thank you, doctor, from Tupelo, very much.
Oh, man. What a time that was.
Every time he says belly button, I just get happy. I just need to make that like my alarm for the morning. Belly button.
Belly button.
Belly button. Belly button.
Oh, man. Why is this person knocking?
Really, for real.
Greg Cody, happy birthday. This is your son, Michael. You did it. You're old.
That's it.
That's it? That's it? Okay.
The type of emotion we've come to expect from Michael. Dr. John Roberts and Michael Cody bringing the energy to this party.
Let's get them their own podcast right now.
Very succinct, Michael. Man, a few words.
Oh, look, it's Dominique Foxworth.
Well, no way.
Hey, Greg. I hate you. Happy birthday. Good job not dying for another year. Providing me with entertainment. I think I love you. But I hate you.
Wow.
Wow.
I don't know how to process that.
You and him have a weird relationship. How do you comprehend your relationship with him?
You know what? I have nothing but respect for Dominique Foxworthy. I think he's great.
So great you said his name wrong.
Oh, I did? Sorry.
He clearly recorded that in the bathroom. And I just really, I want to know what happened when his wife walked in as he's saying, I think I love you, but I hate you. I just want to.
Oh, man. This just got more sensual for me because this is a good looking, this is an in shape man. Now I need to, you know what?
Yeah, it is.
Play it again. I need to envision him fully nude the entire time.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Greg. I hate you. Happy birthday. Good job not dying for another year.
Thank you.
Providing me with entertainment. I think I love you. But I hate you.
Wow. That was some like real acting there. That I felt like he's a thespian.
I don't know if that was acting.
Yeah? Does he how can you love me and hate me? Many do.
You look at your son.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, both of them who voted against me. Uh-oh, here we are.
This guy smells.
What?
Greg, it is Stu Gatz. I wanted to wish you a very happy 67th birthday.
Oh, my
God. A very happy 67th birthday to my best friend and really my only friend born in the 1950s. Happy birthday. I can't believe you made it to 67, and I hope you make it to 68. You never know. Happy birthday, buddy. Love you.
Oh, wow.
Smelling like a stroll, that guy.
I love that his microphone, like, that recording on it just from his phone sounded better than he sounded for 90% of the pandemic.
Yeah, he sounded great. He always sounds great. What a deep voice. What do you call a voice like that? Deep?
Deep.
There must be a word for it.
Basso profundo.
I feel bad everybody's calling me 67 because if not, I feel like I could get away with being 66.
You do seem to like get punched in the stomach every time someone says the word 67.
Well, I mean,
like make an audible ugh.
Well, I've only been 67 for a couple of hours, so, you know, I'm not getting used to it. You know, it's like when a new year happens and you're trying to get used to 2021 and you're still writing 2020 on checks. I mean, to me, I'm still 65.
How old do you tell people you are? If you're meeting someone you don't know, like, and you feel like just making it sound better, like, what's your go-to?
38.
Now, not to make you feel worse, Greg, but really, You finished your 67th year, if you really want to get technical.
Yes, so you're 68. So
you're a few hours into your 68th year right now. I mean, I mean, happy birthday. I want you to feel great, but we got to keep it real.
Yeti, no one likes that guy. Okay, he's 67. Really? All right, we don't need your semantics over here. Okay,
right. we don't need to all be a year older. I mean, come on. Oh boy,
how do we have more than one type of doorbell?
Right. And knocks and bells. What's going on here?
Must be a wiring issue. I don't know.
Happy birthday, Mr. Greg Cody. This is your brother, Juju Gotti. I love you, big brother. Keep doing your thing. Keep holding out as long as it takes for you to get that cream. That's all it's about, the cream. Also, never forget that you don't have to wear those boat shoes everywhere you go, man. You can give the boat shoes a rest from time to time. But either way you go, you are a legend, and I love you, big brother. I wish you plenty more birthdays. Happy birthday, man.
Thank you, Juju. I appreciate that.
Dad, you holding out for that cream?
I am holding out for that cream. Whipped cream is more like it.
Do we have any updates on that regard that we're willing to share today?
I'm willing to say that I will be back on the show Tuesday if they'll have me.
Wow. Now you're begging? It doesn't seem like the negotiating's going well for you if now you're to the point where if they'll have me.
Well, you know, I've decided maybe it's aging that's doing this to me. Maybe that's why I gave in on the Greg's Lobos controversy. Maybe that's why I'm planning to do the show without pay is because life's too short just to worry about inconsequential stuff like money.
Playing the victim. Nice. I like it. This is a good strategy. Look at a little strategy shift by you, but I like it. I think this
is.
By the way, Juju mentioned the shoes. When you like maybe bust those out tonight. You're going to dinner. I'm sure you're gonna throw the nice dark jeans on with like a button down shirt. Throw on the red shoes.
You never know. Maybe. Okay.
All right. Take the picture.
Well, back to the holdout real quick. You did go ahead and call your shot in this week's Random Evidence blog saying you will be in studio on Tuesday, so I guess we'll have to see how that works out for you.
That's true.
Wow, Yeti actually reads that.
Yeah, thank you for reading my blog.
Trying to be a good employee.
The blog is the forgotten element of my enterprise. Whoa!
Look at that. Who do we got?
Ding dong.
Gregory, it's Chris Whittingham. I've received word that you're observing your 67th expedition around the sun, the anniversary of your accoutrement. I send along my warmest regards and wish upon you the most jovial of days, perhaps with a few libations throughout the course of a splendid afternoon, and revel in another extraordinary 365 days to come. I now bid you adieu.
I mean,
thank you, Fancy.
Chris Whittingham is a fancy lad.
What a delightful party this is. Who's here now?
Hey, Greg, it's Randy Scott here. Listen, happy birthday, man. Turning 80 in this economy, that's no small thing. So take some time to celebrate it. But do us all a favor in this new decade of yours. Work on your Mickey Mouse impression, okay? We need you here. Oh, boy. Okay, we need you. Mouska hey, Mouska hi, Mouska ho. Mouska ready, Mouska set, here we go. That's where we need you. And listen, take it easy on the birthday cake, okay? We don't want it to be a happy girthday. Am I right? This guy gets it. Happy birthday, Greg.
That's good.
That was an excellent Mickey Mouse by Randy Scott.
It wasn't bad. Yeah.
Oh, he might have asked for you to bring that back, but he's low key coming for your job, Greg.
He was just wanted to flex that muscle, and I am not mad at him for it. That was delightful. And the girth.
Yeah, that was good.
These are getting better. It's almost like someone put these in order.
Oh boy, it's getting crowded in here.
I'll get it.
Greg, when I received a text from Chris
Poblator
that began, quote, hey all, comma, end quote, and I was the only recipient of that text message, I knew that I needed to give you the personalization and the care that he gave to me in inviting me to do this. On a related note, I have no idea what number birthday it is. I'm going to guess anywhere between like 61 and 94. Let's call it 69. Greg Cody, happy 69th birthday. I am overjoyed whenever I find myself in a room or on a Zoom call with you. You fill me with joy and terror. The two words I would use to describe your voice and your feet, respectively. So God bless Greg Cody. God bless America. Happy 69th, Greg. Nice.
Pablo Torre, thank you. What an honor to have a man of your magnitude and stature. Knock on my door or ring my bell, whichever you did. I can't remember.
This is just the thing is we are running out of time. So the people that need to get here, they need to like hurry up because and they need to keep it short. Let's keep it tight. Like all right, let's see who's here.
Hey, Greg, it's Billy. Billy Gill from the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gotts. You do it on Tuesdays. I don't know how many Billys you know, so I figured it'd be good to just, you know. Anyway, happy birthday. Hope that you you have a good birthday. I was told your age, but I don't know if that's something that we should reveal or if it's a secret or how that works. So, you know, I don't want to do that. If you don't want me to do that, you can let me know. And if it's okay with you, I can come back and kind of, we could edit it together. I could just re-record it. Up to you. Just
but in closing,
just let me know, and then we can do that. But anyway, just wanted you to have a happy birthday. You're like the step uncle that I never had.
Wow, what an honor!
Unfortunately, well, fortunately, I guess, because my aunt's marriages didn't fall apart. To the point that they remarried and then I'd have a step uncle. So that's good, I guess, on that sense. For them, it's good that their marriages worked out. But bad and that you were not able to fill that role of step uncle.
Yeah,
which
I really
wanted. Again, had never had. But I guess it's never too late. Hopefully, you know, if things fall apart in your marriage and in one of their marriages, maybe, you know, the stars will align and you could still be my step uncle.
Sure.
Who knows? Who's to say? I mean, I guess I shouldn't say hopefully, but you have to make the best out of a bad situation. So if in the situation your marriage falls apart and their marriage falls apart, best case scenario, hopefully, is that, you know, maybe you then become my step uncle.
All right. Looking forward to it.
Hopefully no one's marriages fall apart. But again, if they do, then that would be a positive outcome in this scenario. So happy birthday.
Thanks,
Billy. Looking forward to it?
Oh.
That's great. Billy saying nothing but taking a long time to say it.
Billy, what? Make yourself at home. Go hang out with Tim Kirkton or something.
Greg, you may want to hide. Uh-oh. Let's see who's coming up the driveway.
Well, happy birthday, Greg Cody. This is Erling Cody, your 40-year wife.
Uh-oh.
Not to be confused with your 40-year-old wife, which you probably wish I was, but that's the way it goes. We'll be dining luxuriously tonight at the Capitol Grill for your birthday, so I'm not really sure why I'm leaving you this message other than your son asked me to.
Baby!
Here's to at least 40 or 50 more years of marriage. Thanks. Love you. Bye.
Thank you. Love you too.
She seemed real happy about those 40 years. She's like,
yeah,
the 40 more years of this shit.
She's about as happy in that message as she is making a pick in a fantasy draft.
That's a good callback. Oh man.
I'm going to be making love to a ribeye steak in about an hour and a half, Jesus. By the way.
Thank God you said it. Thank God you said a steak. Oh, look, someone's here.
Happy birthday to Pop. Happy birthday. To Pop, happy birthday to Pop, happy birthday to Pop, happy birthday, Pop.
Yay, that was great.
Aw, my daughter.
That was fantastic.
She did that all on her own. I didn't have to tell her to do it.
Bet you didn't. That was great. I was secretly, as I was listening to this cavalcade of celebrity wishing me a happy birthday, I was praying that my cherished granddaughter might chime in, and she did. So my day is made. My podcast is made.
I'm a little disappointed. Like, that's kind of our crescendo. There is one guest that hasn't arrived yet. I was like, I don't know if he's coming. I guess he's not. Like,
right.
I was like, we have to end this soon. We have to get to our football coverage. And I just was, I was upset because I.
Who could it be?
Genuine surprise from me?
Heidi ho from Idaho. This is Robert Stemmons, the Whistler, calling to wish Greg Cody a happy birthday. This is the Bossa Nova Birdie happy birthday song. Happy birthday, Greg!
That was wonderful.
I mean, geez, better late than never, Whistler. But thank you for coming. Look at this. I mean, what a party!
An honor.
If only the snuggler was here.
Yeah, right.
She's actually not coming. She didn't respond to my email.
She ghosted us. Wow. She's probably busy snuggling with somebody.
Oh man.
But yeah, there is someone that I would have thought would have left a message that I didn't hear from, but we. We won't obsess about that.
You never know.
Yeah. I mean, there's I don't want to mention any names, but...
We're about out of time, right?
Yeah.
No time for Mont Gregmore this week, but we'll try to get back to it next week. A lot of football coming, though, man. Ooh, down the pike.
All right. Football!
If you're one of the people that doesn't come here for the narcissism and comes here for the sports coverage, you're about to get what you want. Because we are going to tackle some Sunday football. Oh, my God. Football's back.
Yes.
Oh!
Woo! Baby! Yeah!
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita!
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Well, I'm a little out of breath because I've just literally left the Gillette Stadium press box and I'm walking to my car after performing my night's task at the game. And I'll tell you what, the Dolphins' 17-16 win was incredible only because it was so rare. They'd lost 11 of the past 12 trips to Pattsville, and they just don't win here. And Belichick has his thumb on them whenever they come here. And this Sunday toughed out a really impressive win, I thought. Lucky because they got the Xavien Howard fumble recovery late, because it looked for all the world like they were going to lose 19-17. But those things happen, and it was a very impressive win, I thought. What do you guys think?
I mean, I'm taking it. You know, the internet's kind of annoying me with like, oh, Tua didn't look great. He didn't like, shut up. The Dolphins have what looks like a top five defense. They're 1-0. They went on the road, as to your point, won somewhere they don't often win. I'm going to, you know, take it for what it is. I'm ecstatic. Like the Dolphins last year, they were top five in the NFL in creating turnovers in the red zone. They did it again today. Like at some point that stops becoming random and they're good at creating turnovers. So I'm going to give Tua a C. I saw some decent things. I saw some bad throws. But the story is the defense, and this could be a top five defense, and I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I think the thing that concerns me about Tua, and it's not Tua specifically, but the sub theme of I mostly wrote that, you know, Xavien Howard, after, you know, holding out for more respect and more money, showed why he deserves both on one play that turned around the entire game. But the sub theme I wrote was that this offense doesn't know what it is or what it wants to be. They don't even pretend to establish the run. They don't have the horses for it. They don't have the offensive line.
They run with slants, right? Like they run through the air.
Yeah.
With like high percentage throws and stuff.
Right. So they don't have a classic running game. Don't even pretend to. They don't quite trust Tua yet. They're not ready to unleash him. That's why you saw Mac Jones throw the ball about 15 times more than Tua did today in the same type game on both sides. So they don't quite trust Tua. And another example of that is the bells and whistles. Okay, they unleashed the Wildcat twice during the game. They put Jacoby Brissett in.
What was that Jacoby Brissett play? They put him in like for a short yardage. Like, I get that. He can fall forward a yard better than Tua. Right. But then the next play, it's like this awkward, like obvious, they're not going to snap it. They're just trying. But like, it was like with like a minute 30 left. It was just an odd play.
No, it was an odd play. And believe me, nobody expected him to be put in the game. And to me, that's the kind of thing you do on offense if you don't quite trust your offense. If you feel like you need tricks and surprises.
Did you think that Flores was doing the thing again where he's like bringing in his closer and that maybe this year Jacoby Brissett was going to be the closer?
I don't think we dare think that. That would be I don't want to go there. I mean, we got rid of Fitzpatrick. And by the way, I hope Fitzpatrick's okay. He got injured in the opener today. But anybody who's online criticizing this Dolphins win hasn't followed the history of the Dolphins in New England. I mean, to come away with a win, particularly on a day when Buffalo loses and all of a sudden, whoa, look who's in first place. You know, I don't care if it is one game in, it's worth feeling good about.
How did it feel to be on the road again and in a stadium, a full stadium, and back on the road? Like, you know, like did you feel like, did you get anything out of being there? Or could you have just done what you did from home?
Well, it's tough on a 4:30 p.m. start because that literally is a deadline game. But it felt good being here. It felt
you know, it was the day after 9/11. So the full crowd, I mean, there were a lot of elements that made it more emotional than a typical game. You know, at one point during the game, they scrolled on the scoreboard the names of all 3,000 people who had been killed in the 9/11 attacks. And, you know, there was a patriotic feel to the game, which you didn't get during the pandemic. So it was kind of cool. The game itself was great. It was a grudge match that was back and forth and tight right until the very end. So it was everything you want in an NFL game other than high scoring.
How was the press box food? I saw you tweeted a picture of it. It looked good.
It was great. All I wanted was my clam chowder. You know, I didn't need anything else. The clam chowder, and quite frankly, not great clam chowder.
Wow.
I gotta say, I'm in New England at a Patriots game expecting to love the clam chowder. Not that great. You know, a little too potatoey. I could have done without the forward celery element. I wanted some more clams. They didn't give me enough clams. So I'd give it a C minus. And if I'm grading on the curve, considering I'm eating it in Boston, I'm giving it a D.
I had a fantastic week one. You didn't ask me, but I'm just going to tell you. Like, yeah. I smelled terrible. I was in front of my, I was on my couch all day. Got the wife and the kid out of the house to the in-laws for the pool day. Like, right. I ordered pizza. I literally didn't get out of off the couch from like 1 p.m. until like now, actually. I'm still on the couch and I'm watching Sunday Night Football. Oh. I've been gambling all day. Like, it is just, see, like, I've noticed that a lot of my friends on week one, they like to do the thing of like, well, let's get together. Let's come to the house. Let's go to a bar. Not week one. I want to be alone. I want to be in my underwear. I just want to be watching the Red Zone channel all day. Maybe week three, week four, I'll go out. I'll meet some friends. I'll socialize. Week one is for just gambling too much and being a hermit and being alone and smelling terrible.
I hear you. Now, whenever you say you had a great Sunday, though, I never know whether you mean gambling or
oh no,
or
I lost my ass off. Fantasy, lost my ass off in all senses of the way. That I could lose my ass off, but it was amazing. I couldn't. Right. I wouldn't have had it any other way.
Well, I had a terrible week in PFPI. I don't even want to know. I think I was like 3-9 last time I looked, so I'm done looking for the night. But I want to. There were three other NFL results that sort of caught my eye. Buffalo losing.
Ooh, are we taking Greg Cody's stroll around the league?
Well, Buffalo losing was big for the Dolphins.
As you literally stroll through New England.
Literally. Kansas City coming back to beat Cleveland was notable because Cleveland was ahead like that entire game. And then Aaron Rodgers getting his ass kicked by Jameis Winston, I thought was worth noteworthy, as my granddaughter is cute in the background doing whatever she's doing. I also want to say one thing before we go.
I feel like my daughter stole the shine a little right there. That is the news of the day is how bad the Packers looked. Like, it's a little also sneaky, Jameis Winston. And look, the league needs Jameis Winston to be good because he's great in front of a microphone. He says ridiculous things. He eats W's, like, he eats his hands. Like, Jameis Winston is, like, Andrew Luck level of, like, he just gives you good content. So everyone needs to be – I don't really think Cam Newton falls into that category. But of just, like, interesting dad. I don't think we're playing the same game. But –
Okay.
I'm just excited. Jameis.
Cam dresses?
Okay, maybe. I'm just excited that Jameis Winston is back in my life. And like, but yes, the Packers, like, that's weird. Like, Stu Gatz has a theory that Aaron is tanking for some reason, even though like, why would he tank? Like, he can leave after this year whether they win or not. So why wouldn't he just try to win?
Right. I mean, I will admit New Orleans is pretty good, including on defense. So the fact that New Orleans won didn't shock me, but the way they won and as bad as Aaron was and as good as Jameis was, those things really.
And he's like smirking on the sidelines after the game. Like, there is a little of this. Like, I'm kind of on Team Rodgers of that the team has not done right by him over the years. But through all of this, he is coming off a little, I'm the best. You know what I mean? I don't think that this has been a great year. This is like he's established his value, but it hasn't been a good look just overall for Aaron Rodgers, I would say.
I'm not disagreeing with you. And I also think you know, Stu Gatz mentions Aaron tanking and everything. I sort of thought the opposite. I thought that Aaron Rodgers would be out to like win another MVP and just in show a big middle finger to everybody, not to mention increasing his value if he decides not to retire. You know, because there's going to be some question. If he's coming off a terrible season, mirrored by his start today, at his age, obviously what he would command is going to be a lot less than if he has another great year. So that's going to be interesting.
Aaron Rodgers has faced great defenses before, but you don't see them do that to him.
Yeah.
And so, like, I didn't get to watch the game. Was the offensive line just terrible, or was he just that bad?
Yeah, it was there were, I mean, I honestly was watching the Dolphins game a lot in that 4 o'clock window too. So I don't really want to sit here and analyze, and my dad was covering the Dolphins game. So right. I feel like it'd be weird for us to analyze their offensive line play, but it's just overall, like, they were just dominated. Like, it was just not pretty for Aaron Rodgers today. But like, this, I think, to my dad's point, is that defense is good by the Saints. So, like, you know, the Packers will be just fine, I think.
Yeah, I totally agree. And yes, I am analyzing that game strictly off the stat line. I watched zero of that game in full transparency with our podcast audience. I just have to touch on UM football. The cat falling from the stadium rafters.
Oh, my God, that was wild.
That cat had a better Saturday than UM's red zone offense. They just cannot score. De'Eriq King is supposed to be a Heisman Trophy candidate, and through two games now, you expected Alabama to shut him down. You didn't expect Appalachian State to. And it amazes me that Manny Diaz, after the game, is saying, oh, I'm so proud of our kids and blah, blah, blah. I would be ripping my team publicly if I had the expectations of a five-time national champion and we barely beat a Sun Belt team.
He needs to have the Brian Flores mentality.
Yeah.
Say nothing positive. Right.
Well, and be dull saying it. Brian Flores today, after arguably the biggest win of his career, looked like he had just suffered a death in the family. This guy takes even keel to an extreme. And I sort of shake my head and admire him for it at the same time.
He's actually shaking. By the way, for the podcast listeners, my dad is shaking his head right now.
Brian Flores, after a big win, is the same as Brian Flores after a crushing defeat. And I've never quite met any coach who does that to his degree.
I mean, Bill Belichick. I mean, I think that's kind of what he's going for.
That was the first thing that came to my mind.
I think, you're right about that to a degree. I think Belichick allows himself a little bit of joy after a big win, more than Flores does. I can tell you that. Oh God, I'm out of breath. Oh man,
Dad. As we get out of here and we recap this birthday episode.
Oh my God!
Like who? Like what are the highlights? What do you remember of it? It was a couple of days ago now, so I literally don't think you'll remember any of it. But well, I'm like, who were the omissions? Who did you not hear from that you wanted to? Like, what are your thoughts?
Obviously, I sort of thought Levitard might stick his nose in there, and apparently he didn't, but I'm sure he had his reasons. I thought the whole thing was great, and to me, that was a birthday gift. Like, it was such a surprise. It felt like a gift to me, and it was great from the beginning to the end.
Oh, whoa. Is that a knock? Do we have a late arrival? A couple days late? Let me see who this is.
A long time ago, before there were births and before there were days, archaeologists dug up Greg Cody after Wild Bill Cody and his wife rubbed together and produced the fossil that is Greg Cody. All these years later, we are pleased to have you cough dust and cobwebs into our face. Of all the ancient ruins out there, Greg Cody, you are one of my favorites. Happy birthday. Happy 754th birthday.
Thank you.
I mean, classic Dan showing up late. Like, the only thing that would have been more Dan is if Poppy was with him in that clip.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, the whole family.
Knew Dan was not going to miss out on this party. You knew he'd be late. Like, this is just all, this is perfect Dan.
I didn't know that, actually, but I'm glad he swung by. He didn't do that live, right? He had to, like, read that off the script.
Never know.
He's in the Zoom right now. He just did that live. You're right.
Yeah, he sure is. Okay, because I didn't know whether to thank him or something. He gets thanked enough. I don't need to thank him. Anyway, thanks, Dan. Appreciate that. No, that was nice. The whole thing was great. I thought from Tim Kirchen on, I thought it was fantastic. It was a great idea to bring in some of the weird guests we've had in the past year, the Whistler and all that kind of thing. And no, I thought it worked out really good. I was thrilled.
Have you found your car yet? Or are you just wandering around New England?
No, I stopped to do this. So as soon as we conclude this, I'm going to literally continue my march toward my car.
They have literally put out a silver alert in Foxborough for Greg Cody now. The Miami Herald has issued a silver alert.
I just saw a thing. It's like old man, old doddering man wandering around in a circle around New England.
Right, talking into a phone for no apparent.
I would love nothing more than for someone like a security guy to come up to him right now. Sir, do you need the assistance? Are you lost? Do you need help?
So what happens now on the road? Will Greg Cody and Adam Beasley like hit up some strip joint?
You know what? I have a crisis I'm dealing with right now. I tried to print my boarding pass for my flight tomorrow, and it's like they have no sign of me. So I got to go right back to my hotel and call my airline and say, do you know who I am? I'm a guy without a flight.
Admit it. You're going to have your wife do that.
No, God, no. I'll do that myself.
All right, well, sign off. Let's let the people get out of here.
All right. Thank you, everybody, Pod family, for celebrating my birthday, for joining me in Foxborough, New England, or wherever the hell I am.
For listening to Greg Cody breathe heavy.
I am. And enjoy yourself. Enjoy us. Thank you for listening. As always, rate, review, subscribe, whatever the hell you do. And we'll see you again next week.
Oh my gosh. Dad, there's one more. This is a tough get. I sent an email out here and I knew this was a long shot.
Okay.
But you're not going to believe this. We have the biggest star so far.
Hi, Greg. It's your friend Elmo. Elmo heard it was your birthday today. It says here you're old as f***. Oh, okay. Well, have a happy birthday. Bye.
You are old.
Oh, God.
Happy birthday, Greg.
Yeah. Love you.
Thank you.